So, we like teamwork, right? I mean, everybody says teamwork's a good thing, right? Not always. Sometimes, teamwork sucks.
Hello, I'm Kevin Birchelman, and welcome to The Brazen Leader. Brazen Leadership is about leading boldly and without shame. It's about leading from the front, outwardly and decisively. Every week, we'll get in the trenches here about real leadership. So watch, enjoy, and be brazen.
Teamwork sucks. I like synergistic leadership better. So, some things like space, the final frontier. Teamwork, the overrated concept. Teamwork is overrated. It's misaligned, misinterpreted, misused, and frequently misunderstood. And it ain't all that anyway. Now, before I'm accused of organizational blasphemy, I realize I'm speaking of teamwork in its most common evolution within companies. It's been reduced to playing well together, getting along, not rocking the boat, and other pretty ridiculous euphemisms that interfere with true teamwork. True teamwork, in the form that really matters and provides value to the organization, is best defined as synergistic leadership. Now, there's some academics and snake oil consultants who use terms like that, and our eyes kind of gloss over, and we put one hand on our wallets. You know, this is different. This is different. Here's what synergistic leadership means to me. Well, first, what it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean that we must all get along as best buds. Not going to happen. It doesn't mean that we must all give way to each and every idea, even when clearly unfeasible, unrealistic, or brazenly impractical. And most importantly, it doesn't mean that we should use compromise as a method of dumbing down the best idea to make it acceptable to all those who didn't think of it. We're going to talk a lot about compromise versus consensus here in a minute. To me, synergistic leadership means three things: understanding each other, application of intellect, and acknowledging the best way. So let's get specific. Number one, understanding each other. Now, this isn't some kumbaya sounding effort at walking coals, falling backward into your coworker's arms, or ropes challenge course. Don't get me started on that crapola. And it's not about MBTI or ENTJ or DISC or any other consultant speak acronym. Synergistic leadership means we can listen, derive real meaning, and understand the position of our colleagues, even if / when we disagree. It means we'll do whatever is possible to make certain we understand and to develop and use a process for managing through the conflicts we will most assuredly enjoy. It simply means we'll understand each other. Not necessarily like, love, or agree all the time with each other, but understand. Number two, application of intellect. Now, let's face it, if there's not some degree of smarts involved, it's just not going to work. If someone on a leadership team has a couple of bricks missing, we need a replacement. Let's do that first. In synergistic leadership, the assumption is that all members have a semblance of intelligence and aren't afraid to use it, and use it wisely. Now, when I say intellect, I'm not talking about IQ. I'm talking about the ability to understand, grasp, and discuss the situation at hand. Some may think themselves smarter than others in the room, and in fact, they may actually be smarter. But to borrow from Forrest Gump, stupid is as stupid does. Unapplied intellect is as useless as stupidity to begin with, and infinitely more dangerous on many fronts. In fact, a good argument can be made that unapplied intellect is, in fact, stupid. And as we've discussed before, you just can't fix stupid. Further, and pay attention here, within leadership teams, intellect without empathy is simply arrogance. To have the smarts and not to be bright enough to realize that there's others in play here and I may actually not have the best answer, well, that's tragic. Don't do that. Number three, acknowledging the best way is where synergistic leadership really comes together for leadership teams. We understand each other. We take our intelligence and apply it for good over evil. And then most importantly, we take the best decision and we act on it. Note clearly here, I did not say we compromise. I didn't say we water down to achieve consensus, nor combine the best approach with the second best approach just to appease some ego-driven team member with an inflated sense of self-worth. Understand, discuss, then decide. Choosing the best response or the decision among options and sticking to your guns in doing so. That's where synergistic leadership trumps teamwork all day, every day, and twice on Sunday. If this was some value to you, please help me out by liking and subscribing below. Thanks for being here with me today, and be brazen, remembering that grace and accountability can coexist.